the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And I'm going to be ministering to you for a little while on choices, concerning choices. And I've ministered along this area before from time to time. And I just felt enlightened to go here again. And when I say choices, I want to zoom in on one particular choice that we all have to make, and that's choosing to be strong. Amen. Choosing to be strong. If you're going to be strong, you got to first make a choice. Hallelujah. Now, I before we go any further, you should have Hebrews chapter 11. I want to begin, just drop all the way down to the 32nd verse. Well, I tell you what, let's back up to verse 30. Excuse me. And, of course, we know the 11th chapter of Hebrews tells us about the heroes of faith, those who overcame because of their faith. And in verse 30, it says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe. When she had received, had received the spies with peace. Look at verse 32. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak, Samson, Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who by faith, or who through faith, subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Now listen at this. Look, out of weakness were what? Made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Notice it said these folks, being weak, were made strong. And if we are going to please God, and if you look back up in the 6th verse, it says that it's impossible to please him, or it says without faith, it's impossible to please him, for them that come to him must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So we have to start out by faith, making a determination, I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be strong. Because everything that God tells us to do, anything that you see in the Word of God, you know, there is resistance to it. There is resistance. But being weak, we can be made strong. You hear me? Amen. Right now, you need to stop seeing yourself as a weakling. Now, I want to turn back to a familiar verse. Many of you know that, this verse in Ephesians chapter 6. Just flip back over. backwards to the sixth chapter of Ephesians and verse 10, very familiar verse. Verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren," notice the word brethren, "finally, my brethren," and that includes the sister in too, by the way, "finally, my brethren, be what? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." I want to let you know something. Faith in God activates his power on your behalf. You might need to write that down. Faith in God activates his power, make it personal, on my behalf. Faith in God, faith in his word, faith in what he's telling you to do. Amen. And that there are a number of things that we're told to be strong in. One thing that really stands out to me is you find, well, first of all, before I go there, let's go to 2 Timothy. The second chapter. I think I wrote that down. I hope I wrote it down right. Okay. Now, we're told also to be strong in grace. We're told to be strong in grace. Hold your place there at Timothy, the second chapter. I want to take you somewhere else. Ephesians chapter 2. Let's go back there. Ephesians chapter 2. Now, we're told to be strong in the Lord. We have to make a choice that we're going to be strong. Now, in Ephesians chapter 2, I'm going to be reading from the very first verse of chapter 2. Listen to this. We're told to be strong in the Lord. We're told to be strong in grace, all right? The Apostle Paul would open some of his books close to the beginning. He would always encourage the brothers and the sisters to be strong in grace. Because if you were going to be strong in faith, you got to understand that you got to be strong in grace. Let me read now in first verse, chapter 2. Listen to this. This is Ephesians. "And you he made alive." Somebody say amen.
Amen.
"Who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, just as the others. But God. I was on my way to hell, but God. But God. But God, listen to this, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love. Everybody say great love.
Great love.
Say it again.
Great love.
Because of his great love with which he loved us. God loves me with his great love. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. Now look at this. By grace, you have been saved. Now, I want you to follow me here. We just read in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We must learn first to be strong in grace. What do I mean by that? Grace is God's, simplified, is God's unmerited favor. God's unearned favor. I just read it. With his great love, he loved us. Not because we earned it, but because he chose to love us. That's who he is. He is a loving God. So he created us in his image and in his likeness, and he loved us with great love. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and tell them this. Say, God loves you with great love. Amen. Just in case somebody got missed, look at the person on the other side of you and tell them that God loves you with great love. Amen. God loves us with great love. You know, I was reading something that popped up on my screen. I didn't read the whole thing, but just popped up on my screen yesterday, last night, sometime on my tablet, and it was talking about, and some of you may have heard the same thing, that scientists have been able to hear sounds from a galaxy. And if I'm not mistaken, if I'm not mistaken, I think it said, because I didn't really read it, but from a galaxy, I think it's 2 billion or 2.9 billion, somewhere in there, light years away. Now, folks, no matter which way you turn it, that's a long ways off. I mean, 1 light years. It's a long ways off. I mean, light travel at what, 186,000 miles per second? Is my memory correct? 186,000 miles per second. And we talking about a galaxy 2 billion light years or 2.9 billion light years away. And how they heard that, I have no idea, but that's what they said. Now, my point is, the point I'm making is, God created that too.
Amen.
Everything that's 2 b- billion light years away, 100 billion light years away, God created it all. And that same God, that same God that created the entire universe loves me and you with great love. Loves us with great love. It concerns me. It concerns me when people blame God for things he didn't do. Somebody told my wife that she's had having issues with her knee. God caused that to slow her down. You think God need to do that to slow y'all down? Anybody? God gave her a mind and a will. And she have a right to walk slow or walk fast. It's her choice. Amen, Mildred? you understand what I'm saying? It's a choice. So God ain't sitting up in heaven out of his great love, say, go ahead and smack her knee. She just need to slow down. No. God loves us with great love. Great love. Sometimes we get in trouble because of our own decisions. Sometimes we ask God, why did this happen to me? Why am I sick? Why this? You know, sometimes we need to go back and take an inventory. You're like, have I been exercising? Do I get enough sleep? Am I eating too much? You know, you could go on and... Do I have aught against my brother or sister? You know, you could go on and on. Even some things we blame on the devil, we cause ourselves. Yeah. Amen. Because God loves us with great love. Let me read on. So verse 5, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to move on, but I just want to ask you a question. How many of you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? Yeah. Amen. Praise God. I want to tell you, I'm a citizen of two worlds, heaven and earth. And the only reason I'm a citizen here on earth, I'm still in my earthly body. My earthly body, my physical house is what keeps me here in the earth. And automatically, when I leave this earth, my spirit's going to be with the Lord because I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Why? Because I'm born again and he is living on the inside of me. And what? Whenever the body can no longer hold my spirit, it's going to unite with my Lord in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. We're seated together. So if you're born again, you're a citizen of two worlds. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus told us we're not of this world. He prayed for us. He said, Father, they're not of the world, just like I'm not of the world, and I pray for them that you keep them from the evil, keep them from the evil one. And I can't understand how we want to pal up sometime with the devil when we are not even of this world.
That's right.
Amen. Why you want to hang around with your enemy? Think about it. I need to move on. I've been here longer than I intended to. What verse did I stop on? 6. Okay, let me read 6 again, then I'll continue. And raise us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, everybody say ages to come.
Ages to come.
In the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his what?
Grace.
Of his what?
Grace.
Of his grace. Of his grace. Now, I'm still talking about choices, but I want you to get this. God's going to be showing us off in ages to come. Folk or whatever, not going to know God the way we know him. And God will say, look, this is John. Look at my amazing grace.
Amen. Amen.
Look, this is Mike. See my amazing grace. Hey, folks, look over here. This is Tony. My amazing grace. He's here because of my amazing grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Look, this is Lily. And I guess, I don't know if God will call you Lily. I don't know what our names would be over there, but it'll be good, whatever it is. Sometimes people call us things not so nice down here on the earth, but it'll always be good. But God would present you and say, look at my amazing grace. Hallelujah. Now, let me read on. I got to figure where I stop. All right. Look at verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So we have to understand then that we are a work of grace. Amen? Now, let me see if I can find my place here that I want to take you back to. And because we are a work of grace, anyway, I wrote something down wrong here, but anyway, let me say this. We are told to be strong in the grace of God. We understand some, his grace towards us. We didn't deserve it, but God loved us anyway with great love. This is where I'm going. You be strong in God's grace. He has given us grace for salvation. He has given us grace for healing. Himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. He's given us grace for provision. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. Walk by faith in the grace of God. He has given it to us. It belongs to us. I'm a born again child of God, and nobody can take that away from me. And I'm not going to let them talk me out of it. I have had a time in my life, and I won't go into it today, but I've had a time in my life when I was attacked. I know it was devilish, but I was attacked with doubt and unbelief. And I'm sure there's probably some folks in here that have that same, can say the same thing, that you have been attacked. There have been people attacked every day. That's the reason you always hear me say, stay with the Word of God. Stay with the Word of God. God is who he says he is. Jesus is who the Bible says that he is. He is the only begotten Son of the living God. He came and lived a sinless life, died on a cross, was buried, rose again on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of God the Father, and he's interceding on our behalf. That's the grace of God. And I'm going to be strong in that grace. We sing a song around here sometime. I know who I am. Brothers and sisters, we need to know who we are. No wonder, the Apostle Paul sometimes opened his books. He said, grace and peace to you. Grace, 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 grace. Be strong in grace. No, I don't deserve it, but I got it. And since I got it, I'm not giving it up. My future, my eternity has been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
And it's because of grace. Amen. The devil, the demonic forces didn't like it. But it wasn't a thing they could do about it. Hallelujah. It's always been there, but it's getting even worse now to where people are beginning, and some in the church, beginning to question whether God is real. They even question if God is fair. And I won't get into all that today. But brothers and sisters, whatever you do, don't you ever question God. You stay with what the Bible says. And I don't care if the teachers or the preachers have 100 degrees, have the whole wall plaqued with certificates and awards and everything from the schools that they've been in. That don't mean nothing to me if it doesn't agree with the Word of God. If you can't agree with the Word of God with me, I'm not impressed by what's hanging on your wall.
Amen. Amen.
Let God be true and every man a liar. And it begins with, you must be born again. Let me say that again. It begins with, we must be born again. Good works by themselves is not going to get you to heaven. You must be born again. You must believe on the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. You must make him Lord of your life. Jesus himself said, there'll be many on that day stand before me and cry, Lord, Lord, didn't we do many wonderful works, and didn't we do this, and didn't we do that? And I'm paraphrasing now. This is James reference paraphrasing. Jesus is going to say, get out of my face. I never knew you. You did your own thing. You denied me. Even the false prophet and Antichrist and all that crowd during the tribulation, they're going to be doing miracles. Thank God for miracles. You understand what I'm saying? But you still got to have that foundation. So we're told to be strong in grace. Know what God has given you and don't you let it go. You walk in it. I am, I like the way the Apostle Paul said it. He says, I am what I am by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Y'all still with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You don't have to turn over there, but you can write it down if you'd like. In the book of Joel, chapter 3, verse 10, it says, let the weak say that I'm strong. Let the weak say I'm strong. Hallelujah. Let the weak say I'm strong. There's a number of things that God have spoken to me about over the years that he wanted me to do that was impossible for me to do. I didn't have what I needed to do it. But he told me to do it. And you know what I began to say? I can do this. Through Jesus Christ, I can do this. Because the word declares, book of Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I can do this. I can do this. God told me to do this. I can do it. Remember, Moses had absolutely no confidence in himself. But what did he do? He delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of Pharaoh. He was reluctant. He didn't want to go. He made all kinds of excuses, didn't he? Made all kind of excuses. I don't want to go back there. I don't want to go back there. What if this? What? God said, get back there and do what I told you to do. Well, you know, I don't speak well, and I got air in a happy kid. Go do it. And when Moses got up and went, God began to perform miracles right before Pharaoh. God gave him a rod. He went before Pharaoh. Pharaoh had all his magicians in there. God told him, cast your rod down. Cast it down, turned into a serpent. And sometime your faith will be challenged. Pharaoh, hey man, that's nothing. Hey boys, do your thing. They created serpents too, didn't they? Now, for most people, they would think, oh man, what am I going to do next? But you've heard me say this, and don't you ever forget it. If you've never written it down, write it down now. God will never, ever be upstaged by the devil. God always have the last word.
Amen.
So guess what? Moses and Rod ate up, in other words, his snake ate up their snakes. God's going to tell you to do some things that's bigger than you that you won't know how to do. But if you'll believe God, if you will trust him, and you make this declaration, I am strong in him. I may be weak in the natural, but I'm strong in Christ Jesus. You'll get it done. You'll get it done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and tell them, say, be strong in the Lord,
be strong in the Lord.
And the power of his might.
And the power of his might.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, see, Jesus was strong. You do know that, right? Let me give you an example. Let me find it here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I mean, there's many examples of his strength, but I want to read you from Hebrews. I'm going to read to you from Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, look at verse 14. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, hallelujah, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our what? Huh? Weaknesses or infirmities. And let me stop right there just a minute before I finish this verse. Anything that you go through in life, Jesus already know about it. And there's always an answer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. The devil threw everything at Jesus he had, including the kitchen sink, so to speak. He offered him everything. In Luke chapter 4, Matthew chapter 4, you can read about it. He threw everything at him he had. But Jesus never flinched. Jesus never changed. Jesus was a strong man.
Amen.
I want to say this to you, and I'm going to be closing here shortly. Why would Satan, the devil, tempt Jesus if it was impossible for him to fail? Jesus took on flesh and blood, just like you and I have. He came as a man, just like we are, human beings. He was tempted, but he chose not to yield to temptation. He chose not to yield to temptation because he was a strong man. He was a strong man. Let me read it to you again. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, our temptations, all that stuff, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. So what is Jesus saying to us? I made it. You can too. Through me. Through him. He said, through me you can make it. Glory to God. All righty, let me finish up here. Now it says, verse 16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find what?
Grace.
Find what?
Grace.
Grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. I didn't get close to finishing what I wanted to say today, but I'm gonna leave it right here. I want to tell you that there's grace available to carry you.
Amen.
But we have to make up our mind that we are going to walk in the grace of God, receive the grace of God in whatever area of our life we need it.
Amen. 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 Yes. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I like the little sign you see sometimes, the footprints in the sand. You see two sets of footprints. And then after a while, you only see one set. And I think somebody questioned that. And it was Jesus and someone else, and they needed some help, so Jesus carried them. He carried them, and I'm here to tell you today, he'll carry you. He'll carry you. He'll carry us. Choose to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in grace, knowing that God's on your side. And he's ready to give you whatever you need to supply everything you need to put you over. Because he loves you with a great love. He loves you with a great love. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Come on, shout it again.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name right now. Father, I make a decision to be strong in you.